Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. One man was killed and two others were wounded in a shooting in the Target parking lot on City Ave last night. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports police believe this was either a drug deal or a robbery.
Acting Police Commissioner Christine Coulter says at least eight shots were fired.
The fact that someone would either want something bad enough or want to protect something bad enough to open fire in a parking lot is absolutely frightening.
So around 9 last night, police say two men who had been shot here several times went into Target, and there happened to be a few Philly cops already inside taking a report on an unrelated robbery. The officers then took the injured guys to the hospital and say they are expected to recover. Now, more cops arrived, and police say they found a man shot to death inside an SUV that had bags of weed in it.
Police think one person got away from the scene. The first confirmed case of a new deadly coronavirus in the U.S. has been found in a man from Washington State. KYW's Mike Daugherty reports over 450 cases have been confirmed in the Chinese city of Wuhan. At least 17 people there have died.
The U.S. has been keeping a close eye on this and screening people at several airports as they return from China. KYW medical editor Dr. Brian McDonough says the virus gives people pneumonia-like symptoms and it can be spread from person to person. Animals can spread it too.
It's rare, but every now and then the coronavirus can move from animals to people. And we believe that's what happened here.
A man in his 30s is being treated in isolation in suburban Seattle. Health officials say the risk to the public is low. Authorities have charged four people in connection with the fatal beating of a Philadelphia man found dead in a trash can last week in the city's Logan neighborhood. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Law enforcement sources say 24-year-old LaShawna Dantzler lured 22-year-old Darius Cheesebarrow and his friend over to a home she was living in on Fairhill Street on December 20th. There, they say 19-year-olds Zamir Mason and Jordan Oliver Williams beat Cheesebarrow and the other man with pots, pans, and knives. The friend got away, but Cheesebarrow was killed. Sources say Dantzler and the two men, along with 18-year-old Zamir Burton, dumped the body in a trash can near 6th and Rockland Street, just about a block away. Dantzler and the two 19-year-olds are all charged with murder and related offenses. Burton is charged with abuse of corpse and tampering with evidence.
Their preliminary hearings are in February. New Jersey is now the ninth state in the nation to ban what's called the panic defense by criminal defendants who attack members of the LGBTQ community. We get the story from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Governor Phil Murphy signed the bill that bars someone from claiming the fact that the victim was gay or transgender prompted them to act in the heat of passion. John Oliveira with Garden State Equality says that defense wasn't used a lot, but it still presented a problem.
In New Jersey, we've seen that the panic defense has been used at least twice unsuccessfully. But across the nation, it's been used dozens of times to either reduce a murder charge or acquit a defendant of their crime.
Manslaughter, for example, can result in a 5 to 10 year prison term. Murder, 30 to life.
Murphy says the change will promote full equality across New Jersey. Earthworms may one day be the source of a safe and easy-to-use blood substitute for injured soldiers on the battlefield. Dr. Jacob Elmer is Associate Professor of Chemical Engineering at Villanova.
Donated blood you can't use in a military situation because it has to be refrigerated. The protein that we're looking at, earthworm hemoglobin, doesn't really require refrigeration. We can store it at very high temperatures for very long periods of time, so we might be able to treat that niche there where soldiers need blood, but they don't have access to it.
This blood substitute can also be given to any patient. Blood type doesn't matter. He says previous blood substitutes have come from humans or cows and all have had serious side effects. An emotional support dog from Bucks County goes along for the ride to ease the anxiety of people who are going to drug treatment centers. KYW's John McDevitt reports that the transportation service helps addicts get started on the path to recovery.
Meet Henry. David Seychelle Trivos rescued the Shih Tzu mix last year. Seychelle's the founder of Sober Transport. He's a certified recovery specialist and has been clean himself for about 6 years. He and now Henry transport and support people on the way to treatment centers.
If you take a dog with you, it really puts the person more at ease going to treatment.
Seychelles says if a family member drives those in need of treatment to a center, they may never get there.
In my own personal experience, you can manipulate somebody to take you home or not go.
Seychelles hopes to start a nonprofit to help addicts who have pets. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.